Hello and welcome to the MathsIT podcast AS02. This podcast focuses on the core one topic, linear equations. To use this podcast, you'll need the corresponding worksheet AS02. You can download this from www.maths-it.org.uk. In question one, we're given that the coordinates of two points A and B are at -1, 2 and 5, 9, and we're asked to find the midpoint of the two points A and B. We need to add together the x coordinates and divide them by 2, and add together the y coordinates and divide them by 2. For the x coordinate, we'll have -1 + 5 divided by 2, which is equal to 2. For the y coordinate, we'd have 2 + 9 divided by 2, which is equal to 5.5. So the coordinates of the midpoint is at 2, 5.5. In part B, we're asked to find the exact distance from A to B. We'll need to keep our answer in third form. Looking at the coordinates, the x coordinate changed from -1 to 5, so that's a distance of 6 units. The y coordinate changes from 2 to 9, that's a distance of 7 units. Using Pythagoras' theorem, AB squared is equal to 6 squared plus 7 squared. So AB squared is equal to 36 plus 49. AB squared is equal to 85. So AB is equal to the square root of 85. In part C, we're asked to find the equation of the line passing through A and B. The first step is to find the gradient of the line. The change in the y value is 7 units, and the change in the x value is 6 units, so the gradient is 7 over 6. We can then use this gradient and one of our coordinates to substitute into the equation y minus y1 is equal to m x minus x1. If we take the point -1, 2, we would get y minus 2 is equal to 7 over 6 x minus -1. If we now expand the brackets on the right hand side, we get y minus 2 is equal to 7 over 6 x plus 7 over 6. We now need to rearrange the equation to form px plus qy equals r, where p, q and r are integers. If I add 2 to both sides of the equation, we get y is equal to 7 over 6 x plus 7 over 6 plus 2. If we then multiply both sides of the equation by 6, we are left with 6y equals 7 x plus 7 plus 12. If I rearrange and subtract 7 x from both sides, I get 6y minus 7 x is equal to 19. So in our equation, p is equal to -7, q is equal to 6, and r is equal to 19. In part B, we're asked to find the perpendicular to the line AB that passes through A. The gradient of the perpendicular is going to be -6/7. We can then use the formula y minus y1 is equal to m x minus x1 with a coordinate A which is at -1, 2 to get y minus 2 is equal to -6/7 x minus minus 1. Y minus 2 is equal to -6/7 x minus 6/7. If we add 2 to both sides, we get y is equal to -6/7 x plus 8/7. In question 2, we're told that the equation 2x plus 3y equals k passes through point A with coordinates 9, -1 and point B with coordinates 5, A. To find k, we substitute the values x equals 9 and y equals -1 into the equation, giving 2 times 9 plus 3 times -1 is equal to k. 18 minus 3 is equal to k, so k equals 15. For part B, we're asked to find A. We found in part A that k is equal to 15, and the equation is 2x plus 3y equals 15. We can use the coordinates of B and substitute in x equals 5 and y equals A to get 2 times 5 plus 3 times A is equal to 15. So 10 plus 3A equals 15. If we subtract 10 from both sides, we get 3A equals 5. And then divide both sides by 3, we get A equals 5 thirds. In part C, to show that the two lines intersect on the y-axis, we need to find the values when x equals 0. If we substitute x equals 0 into y equals 2x plus 5, we get y equals 5. So the coordinates of that point are x equals 0, y equals 5. If we substitute x equals 0 into 2x plus 3y equals 15, we get 3y equals to 15, so y equals 5. Again, the same point, 0, 5. Question 3, part A. We're asked to find the gradient between points A and B. A is 5, 0, and B, 1, 1. We need to find the change in y divided by the change in x. The change in y is negative 1, and the change in x is 4, so the gradient is negative 1 quarter. For part 2, it asks us to then find the equation of the line. We can substitute our value for gradient of negative 1/4 and value of one of the points into the equation y minus y1 is equal to m x minus x1. If we use the point 1, 1, we get y minus 1 is equal to negative 1/4 x minus 1, which gives y minus 1 is equal to negative 1/4 x plus 1/4. If we add 1 to both sides of the equation, we get y equals negative 1/4 x plus 5/4. In part B, we're asked to show that the equation of the perpendicular line to AB that passes through point C, which is negative 2, 5, is y equals 4x plus 3. First, we need to show the gradient of the perpendicular. We know the gradient of the original line is negative 1/4, so the gradient of the perpendicular must be 4, because when the two gradients are multiplied together, they must equal negative 1. We can then use the point negative 2, negative 5, and substitute those values into the equation y minus y1 is equal to m x minus x1, and we will get y minus negative 5 is equal to 4 x minus negative 2, which gives y plus 5 is equal to 4x plus 8. If we subtract 5 from both sides, we get y equals 4x plus 3. Part C. To find the coordinates of D, we need to find the intersection of the lines y equals 4x plus 3 and y equals negative 1/4 x plus 5/4. So we can set 4x plus 3 equals negative 1/4 x plus 5 over 4. If we multiply both sides by 4, we get 16x plus 12 is equal to negative x plus 5. If we then add x to both sides, we get 17x plus 12 equals 5. We can then subtract 12 from both sides to get 17x equals negative 7, and then divide by 17 to get x equals negative 7 over 17. We found the x-coordinate. We now need to substitute it into the equation to find the y-coordinate. So we can substitute x is equal to negative 7 over 17 into y equals 4x plus 3, giving y equals 4 times negative 7 over 17 plus 3. to y is equal to negative 28 over 17 plus 3, y equals 23 over 17. So the coordinates of point D are negative 7 over 17, 23 over 17. In question 4, we're asked to find the equation of the line that's parallel to 3x plus 4y equals 24 and passes through the point 5, 6. If we rearrange 3x plus 4y equals 24 into the form y equals mx plus c, we can find the gradient of the line, and hence the gradient of the parallel line. So if I subtract 3x from both sides, I get y equals negative 3x plus 24, so the gradient is negative 3. If I use the fact that the gradient is negative 3, and the coordinates of the point are 5, 6, and substitute into the equation y minus y1 is equal to m x minus x1, we get y minus 6 is equal to negative 3 x minus 5. We can expand the bracket on the right hand side and get y minus 6 is equal to negative 3x plus 15, and then add 6 to both sides of the equation to get y equals negative 3x plus 21. In question 5, we're asked to solve the inequality 2x minus 5 is greater than 3 minus 5x plus 3. If first we expand the bracket on the right hand side, we get 2x minus 5 is greater than 3 minus 5x minus 15. We can then collect the constants together on the right hand side and get 2x minus 5 is greater than negative 5x minus 12. If we add 5x to both sides, we get 7x minus 5 is greater than negative 12. We then add 5 to both sides to get 7x is greater than negative 7, and divide by 7 to get x is greater than negative 1.